Let's get something done around the house, yeah? It's Rosie on the house. The entire team is here. Except sweet Jennifer. She had another engagement she had to make today. It's me, Rosie Romero. It's my son, co-host, Romy Romero. Our broadcast engineer, Gary D. And to screen your call, pick up the call, find out what your name is, where you're calling from, and your question, we have the wonderful Miss Jennifer Gura joining us here today. So you can talk to Jennifer and get your call screened at 1-888-767-4348. Anything you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring and let us put our 50 years of building and remodeling experience to work for you.
And even though you said Jennifer's out, and then you said Jennifer's waiting for your call, and you said Gura, people are still going to think they're talking to Jennifer.
Yep.
We have two Jennifers.
In the office, sitting next to each other. Hey, Jennifer. And they both look.
It's funny. I do it all the time.
Well, to complicate it even more, there's a Joanna and a Julia. So when you go to type an email and you hit J, you've got to scroll through all these.
All the J's. The J's in the joint. So it's our open hour where we've got some things we'd like to talk about, but we'd mostly like to talk about your house. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We cleared all the callers that were on during the outdoor landscape and gardening outdoor living segment with John J. Harper. The lines are open at 1-888-767-4348. I want to start the program here acknowledging a friend who I've never met. Hmm? But we get emails here at Rosie on House regularly, kind of setting us straight. And within the last 2 weeks, we ran an article on landscape lighting that ran in some of our Southern Arizona publications. So a man from Green Valley named Gary wrote us a nice, polite email and actually called the office, and he said, look, I'm with the Green Valley Council Environmental Committee, and in regards to your outdoor lighting article, you talk about uplighting the landscaping, and because Pima County is a part of the Southern Arizona Dark Sky Initiative, we don't allow uplighting. And since your article has been published, Mr. Romero, all my time is spent telling people they cannot have uplights.
So well, would you look at Scrooge. Why don't you change your laws there?
No. We got to protect that Dark Sky Initiative. That's for sure. So
we're not putting spotlights. We're just talking a little landscape.
But when you multiply that times 1.7 million. So listen, y'all. Gary is right from Green Valley. We want to protect the Southern Arizona Dark Sky Initiative, and there are lighting restrictions and laws. You have to be able to use the right kind of lights and direct them in the right direction. You know, people come to me all the time and say, how do you have your vast knowledge of construction? It's because of guys like Gary that just keep me up to speed. We add this to our database and try not to ever make that mistake again. So, again, we appreciate it when those of you that are listening catch us and correct us. And then we self-correct and hopefully aren't caught in that dilemma again. So thank you, Gary. The other thing I want to talk about, for those of you in Phoenix, there's going to be a really fun activity going on tomorrow. The first historic district, City of Phoenix, and now Tucson has them as well, historic districts within pockets and areas of downtown. The first ever historic district is the Roosevelt District. And that designation goes all the way back to the 80s. And it's McDowell Road to Fillmore, Central to 7th Avenue. Now, today, it mixes, there's like high-rise condos, mid-rise condos. But there are also a lot of pre-war bungalows and century-old churches and locally owned coffee shops. Well, they've got the Roosevelt District tour tomorrow. And the Roosevelt District was really the place for the shakers and movers of Phoenix back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So there's some historically significant homes and buildings there. You can actually arrange to have a tour, a guided tour, but you've got to do that in advance. You're going to meet tomorrow, the 19th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Fifth Avenue and Portland. Tickets on at the site are $16. Private tours are $25. Check it out. You can find more at RooseveltDistrict.com and go to events, and they'll give you the details for the Roosevelt District Historical Tour. This, Romy, is when they really built solid homes. Look at the one on the picture right there. I mean, the whole thing's masonry. The whole thing. Masonry. Let's build it to last, right? There's some pretty buildings in that district, some pretty homes.
You can really get me sidebar on a soapbox talking that, because the way they're building homes right now, they're not going to be around to be historic homes.
Well, we've got Nathan Angel coming in at 10 o'clock talking Bellegarde and pavers, and he texted me while you were and John Jay were talking about how to cook a turkey. He says, no, they're both wrong. I will tell you the right way to cook a turkey.
He's got one of those pizza ovens. Do you think he does a pizza, turkey?
We're going to find out at 10 o'clock.
Some other events around the state. There's also the Tempe Arts Festival coming up. You have the Habby Restore in Tucson. Big block sale that they've got on December 2nd. And the Prescott Parade and Charlotte Hall Frontier Christmas, along with the Courthouse Lighting, coming up December 2nd. And then,
oh, boy.
A number of great of community events that you can find at rosieonthehouse.com. Just click events, and it'll help you connect you to local community events in your area.
All right. There you go. Well, Miss Gura has callers screened and lined up. There is still one open line if you want to sneak in. The 9 o'clock hour is open line. We try and take as many calls as we can. Let's start with Abe in Goodyear.
Good morning, Abe.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. What's your home project today, buddy?
Well, I'm trying to figure out. I've got an electric and a gas dryer, but the only one that I've got hooked up is the electric one because I can't find the gas line that goes to the – I don't know if there is a gas line in the wall to hook up the gas dryer, so I'd like to add one. I don't know who I'd – if I'd contact a plumber or I'd just get a – constructor, or do I get a gas company out there?
You're suspicious there's a gas line in the wall buried behind the clothes dryer that isn't sticking out?
I'm guessing. I come from a different state, so I know all the homes there had the gas line behind it, behind the wall.
Do you have gas on any other, is there a gas meter on the property? You have gas to any other?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the heater and the stove are both gas.
Okay, well, then what you're going to want to start with, Abe, is a plumber that can get out there and take a look at the main line from the meter, establish how many BTUs it was designed for, take a BTU reading off of the two appliances that are currently being fed, and that will tell him if there is additional capacity in the line as it leaves the meter. He may find out that what the size is actually consumes all of the capacity it has. At that point, what we do is we go all the way back to the meter and we put a T in the gas line and we run a secondary line over to your dryer. And I couldn't encourage you more. While you're doing that, I'd run one out to the backyard barbecue. I'd run it every place you ever could possibly want it. Let them size it accordingly. But the gas line work is something you're never going to want to try and tackle yourself. Find a plumber that's licensed to do gas line work and go accordingly. Out there in the West Valley, you're new to town. Did I get that right?
About 2 years now.
So. All right. Well, are you familiar with our website, Rosie on the House?
Yes, I am.
All right. You can find several plumbers there on the west side of town.
Thunderbird Plumbing, wonderful. Joseph, out there in Waddell.
Yep. Call Joe at Thunderbird
Plumbing. If he's not working on his garage.
Yeah.
He's building a little shop out behind his house.
Abe, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Yep. Goodbye.
Let's see if we can sneak in one more call before the break real quick. Let's go to Pat. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Yes, I'm in Green Valley.
Oh.
So I've heard the previous comment. That was great. What I'm calling about is I'm in a homeowners association, and this particular one that I live in is approximately 19 years old. And several of the homeowners are getting together to have the same contractor paint.
Sure.
Homes, hopefully, to get a better price.
Sure. Makes sense.
And my question is, it is now November. We've been having 90-degree weather here until this week. It's supposed to be in the 70s, and next week it goes back to, like, to 86. And after that week, we hit December. So my question is, some of them want to have it done in December, and my thought is, because it's so cold in the mornings, and they seem to do it in the mornings, is it on the stucco, is there a problem? Is it better to not do it in January, February, and March?
For paint, they're really, unless we're below freezing, and I don't know the boiling temperature of paint, but I know our stucco walls don't get that high. You know, a good quality licensed contractor can take care of it any time of the year.